Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
All right, welcome back, guys. We're doing our continuing our rookie series for the 2023 rookie quarterbacks. We've got Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. You can check out those episodes on sportsgamblingpodcast.com or SGPN Fantasy Football, wherever you listen to your podcast. Appreciate you guys checking in. Here's our Will Levis episode. We're going to give you three pros, three cons, and give you one player comp. Welcome back, guys. This is the SGPN Fantasy Football Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, and we're presented to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, and get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. At sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. Now, today we're going to talk about Mr. Will Levis. Will Levis is our consensus QB3 in this draft class, and he comes in at 6'6", 220 pounds, and in 2021, he had his career year. He threw 353 times, completed 233 of those passes for 2,826 yards. He also had 24 touchdowns. He had 13 interceptions, and he ran the ball for 376 yards and 9 rushing touchdowns. Just a huge year for Will Levis. In 2022, it wasn't exactly the same thing. I had 2,406 yards on 185 completions. He did suffer an injury this year. I had 19 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. And his rushing, they're counting a lot of his sacks as negative rushing yards. So you can see his negative 107 rushing yards according to the Sports Football Reference and 2 rushing touchdowns. Brad, let's talk about Will Levis.
Look, this guy's got a couple years of production. I know it's not elite production, but he really does have that elite arm. And that is the first pro I have for Will Levis. This guy is a stud. From an arm talent perspective, he can do anything you want. He can throw the ball to anywhere on the field. He can throw it as far as you want him to throw it. And the really cool thing is that he can change. He's very Matthew Stafford-esque in his ability to throw different arm angles depending on how the defenders are in front of him. He is, I'm telling you, an elite thrower, and I believe the best arm out of anybody in this class right now if you just look at that talent. Now, he also, coupled with that elite arm and being able to make throws, he can also do a really great job of adjusting his velocity or even touch passing those balls in between defenders. He can zip it in there, and it just looks effortless for him to do it. And it's a high velocity, just dart to the wide receiver in a bunch of situations. Just watch it. It's very, very interesting. And his scrambling ability, I'm going to equate it to, I'm gonna blow the player comp early, right? His last pro is his scrambling ability. This dude is Ryan Tannehill reincarnated. When you think Ryan Tannehill, you don't think rushing quarterback, But every single year, this guy's getting you 6 or 7 rushing touchdowns. That is the skill set that Will Levis has. He's got some legs on him. He's not a runner first. He does tend to get out of the pocket a little early, but that in the red zone is really turning into those 9 rushing touchdowns that you saw in his sophomore season or his second season with Kentucky, his first season as a transfer to the Kentucky Wildcats. Now, let's roll into his cons. Sometimes his arm gets him in trouble. Sometimes he thinks, because I have this elite arm, I can force the ball in there. And his decision-making at times is not great. And you can see that in that touchdown-to-interception ratio both years under 2-to-1. Not what you want to see. But you can kind of work through that, right? When you've got the talent, just coach him. Hey, dude, you've got a check down here. Don't force it. Take the check down. Throw the ball away. Use your legs. So with good coaching and a good coaching staff, I think it could be dealt with. But his decision-making when you watch him on tape, it's pretty negative in many cases of forced throws. Now, the other one is reading the defense. And I struggled with this because I'm a Kentucky fan, right? Anybody who's listening kind of hears me throw those chats in there every once in a while. He doesn't throw guys open per se, because he just doesn't read the defense very well. It's very interesting to me, because there are instances where it looks like he's covered, but he will make the throw, and it's a really good throw to where the receiver is the only person that has the play on the ball. But when you confuse him, you know, if I think Baltimore Ravens defensive coordinator.
Mike McDonald.
Yes. All right. This dude is really good at disguising coverage. And I'm telling you right now, Will Levis is going to struggle with that big time, because he will not read it. He will take that first throw, and if it looks like it's there, he's going to make it. And oftentimes that's going to end up turning into a batted ball or an interception and possibly some pick sixes. So I'm a little concerned about his ability to read the defense. And then the other one is, because of that, he is turnover prone. His decision-making, we talked about, is not good. When he scrambles, he has a tendency to hold the ball with one hand. I don't know hand size yet or anything like that, but that does concern me when you're running outside the pocket and you're just willy-nilly holding it with one hand because you've got the arm talent to not have to reset to throw the ball anywhere on the field. So I am a little concerned with that. I think there could be some fumbling opportunities for him in the NFL, as well as his decision-making leading to some interceptions. I led already into his player comp, but I'm going to solidify that again. Ryan Tannehill, to me, that's it, right? We saw Ryan Tannehill go top 10 in the NFL draft. I think that's a pretty solid spot for Will Levis. I could see him falling a little bit as well, but I think draft capital is going to be similar. Similar size. Will Levis is a little bit taller than Ryan Tannehill. Tannehill comes in at 6'4", about 220 pounds, whereas Will Levis is 6'6". But again, the arm talent coupled with the fact that they've got that sneaky rushing touchdown upside, I really think it's a solid comp. Ryan Tannehill, who is quarterback for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, and with Will Levis, the draft projection is he's going to be a top 10 pick. Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud are projected to be a top 5 pick. With Will Levis, projected to be a top 10 pick and could sneak up into the top 5. A lot of rumors that Carolina really likes him. A lot of rumors that the Colts really like him. Some people have him going to the Raiders. It really depends on where these free agent quarterbacks land. Does Rodgers or Tom Brady go to one of these teams? And is there a trade? And I think if we do see a big trade where the Bears trade out, you're going to have a lot of people that are all over the place, whether it's Will Levis, C.J. Stroud, or Bryce Young. And he is in that conversation right now. And until we get more information, he's going to continue to be in that conversation with those guys, whether we believe he should be or not. And let us know if you believe he should be in that conversation, because there has been talks about him going number 1 overall. And so my comp for him is Daniel Jones. I'm a Giants fan. I think some of the turnovers and things like that you've seen with Daniel Jones. And so your hope is that you can have someone work with him and you can see that kind of a change, like you saw with a Josh Allen, like you saw with a Daniel Jones, because this guy does, like Brad said, he's got the tools, he's got the size, you got all the things you're looking for. And this year, just so everyone knows, he lost his best playmaker and three starting offensive linemen to the NFL draft. And that's obviously a big change to the offense, a big change to him. And he ran, it was Shane Skypen. I'm going to say the name wrong, but he is from the McVay tree. So he runs kind of a West Coast offense, the Kyle Shanahan McVay style.
And this series is brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is active in a bunch of states, and there are tons of ways to win, including live betting and same-game parlays. The NFL playoffs are here, and they are running great promos, odds, and payouts that are happening right now at WynnBET. So if you're ready to play, sign up today and receive our special offer of bet $100, get $100. That is limited to state availability. And of course, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you'll also get $1,000 free credit. There are so many things to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know we sent you. Again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.